Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jeff Abbott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mario Valdez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Scott Ayer. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The third baseman, Jack Voit. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Brian Banks. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gerald Williams. Batting ninth. The catcher, Kelly Stinnett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Cal Eldred. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Eldred covering, for the out. Martinez moves to second. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Bell reaches second base with a double. Martinez scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Abbott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Abbott hits a line drive into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Loretta takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Valentin hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Loretta moves to second. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Voit bunts towards the mound. Ayer fields it and throws to first for the out. Loretta moves to third. Valentin moves to second. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Franco hits a line drive into right field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Loretta tags and scores. Valentin tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 2-1, Brewers. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Burnitz hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Abbott who is chasing the ball. Burnett reaches third base with a triple. Jackson scores. Banks goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Brewers. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fabregas hits a pop-up towards third. Voit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valdez hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stinnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Loretta strikes out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Voit is 0-for-0 in the game. Voit hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Brewers. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Banks takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Valdez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Airfields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abbott is 0 for 1 in the game. Abbott hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 1 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Eldred covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stinnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stinnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdez is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Brewers. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett, who is chasing the ball. Guillen reaches third base with a triple. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham strikes out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Guillen scores. It's 6-3, Brewers. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voit is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Voit hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Voit reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Brewers. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks, Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Al Levine now pitching. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Banks goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Brewers. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stinnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stinnett hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Loretta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Loretta hits a fly ball into right field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 9-4, Brewers. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abbott is 0-for-2 in the game. Abbott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-6, Brewers. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fabregas is 0-for-2 in the game. Fabregas hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valdez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valdez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett. Valdez reaches second base with a double. Mark Davis now pitching. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Guillen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-8, Brewers. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Robert McArdo now catching. Nelson Cruz now pitching. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Voit is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Voit takes first base on ball 4. Valentin moves to second. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Valentin moves to third. Voit moves to second. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentin scores. Voit moves to third. One out. It's 10-8, Brewers. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Voit scores. It's 11-8, Brewers. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from McArdo and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Burnett is walked intentionally. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Fetter's now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the White Sox 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Castillo now pitching. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stinnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stinnett strikes out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Loretta is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Loretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Mieske pinch hits for Jose Valentin. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mieske hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Voit is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Voit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Loretta moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. The ball gets by McArdo for a passed ball. Loretta moves to third. Voit moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Huson now playing second base. Mark Loretton now playing shortstop. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Abbott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McArdo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Abbott moves to third. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valdez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valdez strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Abbott tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 11-9, Brewers. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Durham is 0-for-4 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McArdo moves to second. Doug Jones now pitching. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Martinez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards second. Houston picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Houston. McArdo scores. Durham moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-10, Brewers. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the White Sox 10. The Brewers will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Burnett strikes out. There goes Banks. The throw from McArdo to Guillen, and Banks is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Abbott is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Abbott strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 10. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.